You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos Parshas Va'era. In Perek Zion, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Aaron instructions to go to Paro and to tell him that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to harden his heart. Then the Eksha Eslei Paro, I will harden his heart. And Rashi explains, being that Paroi behaved like a tremendous Rasha, and I know that the non-Jews, the Ummas HaOlam, do not do tshuva with a full heart. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's better that I should harden his heart so that he can't do tshuva, so that I will create a Kiddush Hashem Laman Harbois Boy Oisoisai. I should increase my moifsim by Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should recognize my power and my love to them. Now, the Rishonim, Achronim, have a tremendous discussion on this subject. How does it work that a Kadosh Baruch Hu seemingly takes away the Bechira, the choice of a person to do tshuva? And the Abal Banel brings down the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban. We can't go into great detail, but a little bit we should quote. This is now the Abarbanel speaking about the Rambam. He says in his Hagdolah Pirkei Avos, it says that it is possible that a person should do a chet godol, or a chatoyim harbe, either one particular egregious chet, sin, or many chatoyim, until it reaches the point that a Kadosh Baruch Hu moinen mimenu hatshuva. He prevents him from being able to do tshuva, and he will, so to speak, lose Bechira, and he will be locked in to continue sinning, and he will be punished even though he had no choice in doing this Avera. He locked himself in because of the nature of the Chatoim that he did, and the Ramban further explains on the Rambam that Pari already had witnessed five Negoim, five Makis, and he hardened his own heart. So Memela, he lost the ability to be able to do tshuva, and he's, so to speak, locked in to continue doing chatoyim. And the Abarbanel responds to this shita of the Rambam and the Ramban. This is a foreign and difficult concept that the Rambam is putting forward, because how can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is referred to as exceedingly compassionate, we say in the Tzfilah, Shulah Yachboitz B'moys HaRosha, Tiyim B'shuvah Medakri V'choy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is waiting to accept the tshuva of a person that comes to him and says that he did a sin? How can we say that such a compassionate entity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachu, Melech Malchiyam Lochim, can lock somebody out of tshuva? And he brings all kinds of examples, like Achov and Menashe, Malchei Yisrael, who were terrible if they avoided Zohar, and even the Kodesh Baruch Hu forgave them and allowed them to be tshuva. So he gives three answers, which unfortunately, due to our abbreviated format, we don't have the time to address. But this is part of the tremendous conversation that's going on regarding this topic of how can somebody be locked out of tshuva and be punished for things that he has no choice for. So the Chofetz Chaim has a very novel approach. He says that the nature of the tshuva process, a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps the average choita, someone who does not do excessive sinning or egregious sinning, like we say in Shmoyna Esra, three times a day, Hasireinu b'seshuva shalema lefanecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps us do tshuva. Like the famous mimer, although he doesn't say it, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, open a small door of tshuva, kipisra shal machat, like a pinhole, and I will enlarge this door, this hole, like the great doors of a tremendous hall. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us with our tshuva. But such a person who does this terrible, egregious sinning, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help the person do tshuva. But the person can still do tshuva. It's just that the person, so to speak, has to do the heavy lifting and do the whole process himself, which makes it almost impossible, but it's not impossible. And this is how he answers the question of the Barbanel, how can it be such a thing, Kodesh Baruch Hu stops somebody from doing tshuva, he locks him in. The answer is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't lock him in. He can still do the tshuva, but he doesn't help him do the tshuva. And the Chofetz Chaim adds a very interesting thing, that this was the mistake of Elisha ben Avuya, known as Acha, who was the Rebbe of Reb Meir, who went off the derech. And Reb Meir asked him, Rebbe, why don't you do tshuva? So Acher answered him, he heard a bas call, which is l'chora, the equivalent of hearing this, so to speak, from the mouth of Hashem. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, shuvu bonim shevivim, people do tshuva chutz ma'acham, outside of Acher. And Acher interpreted this, that the doors of tshuva were locked, and he could not open them. When in fact, the Chofetz Chaim is applying this idea that we put forward, that Kodesh Baruch Hu did not mean that Acher had no choice and he was locked in. Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling him the same thing that he told Pavel. I will not help you do tshuva. But if Acher would have said, I'm doing tshuva anyway, Kodesh Baruch Hu would have accepted.
Because he is a compassionate Hashem.
Which answers the question of the Yavar Benel. These are the words of the Holy Chofetz Chaim.
I'd like to point out that this is
a little bit difficult, because this concept of the Chofetz Chaim says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was not telling Paroi that his tshuva would not be accepted. A Kodesh Baruch Hu was just saying, I'm not going to help you, I'll be pashtis. In its simplest understanding, that is not conveyed by the words that Acher heard. Everybody should do tshuva chutz ma'acher. That sounds much more like he indeed doesn't have a chance. In the words of Kodesh Baruch Hu, used, directed to Paroi, that I'm going to harden his heart. Perhaps it makes sense what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. But in the words of Acher, which the Chofetz Chaim says clearly that it was the same mistake that Paroi made, Acher made, this is a harder concept to say that Acher should have done tshuva anyway when he heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu say, chutz ma'acha. Sounds like he has no option at all. So I'd like to take a couple of minutes to perhaps provide a mahalach, a derech, that we should be able to understand this. So I humbly put forward that there is a tremendous chiddush that the Chiddush Arim says in Megillas Rus, which can be found in the Sif Safi Kodesh, Ois Kuf Ches, that when Rus tried to become a Gioris, technically, this halacha of amoini v'loy amoinis mayavi v'loy mayaviya, which ultimately worked to Rus's favor, that she could become a geiris, but that halacha was not in effect when she told Naomi that she's going to become a geiris. That halacha came into effect later on in the story when Boaz had his conversation with Pliny Almoini, which was later on. But when she said she wants to become a geiris, Naomi told her, you can't, because there was no halacha that would allow her to on the books. So, what did Rus say? How did she respond when she was told that she can't become a geiris? She says, like the expression goes, Yavro alai ma, I don't care. I will be accepted as a geiris. I won't be accepted as a geiris. I am connecting myself to Klal Yisrael. And here the Chiddush Arim says his amazing chiddush, that her desire to become a Gioris and to connect to Yisrael, even though she knew it wouldn't work, that motivation created the halacha, helped create the halacha that came forward then, after she said she's going to become a Gioris, that amoini v'loy amoinis, mayavi v'loy mayavis, that she can become a Gioris. But the only way that halacha came about was her dedication, was her commitment, that no matter what happens, she's going to connect the Klal Yisrael, whether she will be accepted or not. And he continues with this chiddush, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings down that after Mashiach comes, Gerim will not be accepted in Klal Yisrael. So he says the same situation will be applied that was applied to us. There will be a group of Gerim that will say they want to become connected to Klal Yisrael, and they will be told, you can't. But they also will say, whether we can or whether we can't, we want to connect ourselves to the Jewish nation, the Klal Yisrael. And just like Rus, her commitment created the ability for her to become a Geiris, so too the same concept will apply to those Geirim who want to become Geirim at the time of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and they will be accepted to Klal Yisrael. So in my humble opinion, it could be that when we talk about somebody doing tshuva without siyata d'shmaya, it seems that the impression that Acher had, that it's closed, he can't do tshuva, he had to have the same kind of a commitment to doing tshuva that Rus had to become a member of Klal Yisrael. In other words, he should not have cared whether the Bas Kol said that his tshuva will not be accepted. He should have had a desire to do tshuva to the best of his ability, and had he chosen to do so, it would have created a different reality, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu would have forgiven him, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu would have been demonstrated as the same Kel Rachum Bechanun that was demonstrated when he accepted the tshuva of Menashe. Dear friends, it occurs to me that there is a very powerful takeaway from this shir, which may apply to all of us, that we would like to feel inspired when we daven or learn. That will make us feel that our learning or our davening is choshev by the Rabbi Nishalev. And if we don't feel that way, you may feel that it's a message from Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really care if we learn or we don't learn. It's not really choshev by him, because if it would be, then I would feel inspired. So the Kedushas Levi brings down from the Baal Shem that sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a loving father, that when a child begins to walk, that as the child is tentatively putting one foot in front of the other, walking to the father backs away. And the reason for this is not because he wants to remove himself from the child at this sensitive time. The reason is because he wants the child to walk another step, another step. The child should not, so to speak, think, my father doesn't really love me because he's moving away from me when I'm walking towards him. Kodesh Baruch Hu is this loving father who is demonstrating to his son a different message entirely. I want you to work a little harder. I want you to try to take another step, another step. So, just like Acher made the mistake of thinking Kodesh Baruch Hu will not accept his tshuva, but if he would have extended himself, then he would have seen the Rabbeinu Shlomo loved him much more than he thought. This is a very powerful takeaway that can perhaps inspire us in the time when we need to be inspired and we don't feel that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help Abol Tara Messiah Lo, if we crave to be close to Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will send us Yata Dishmaya and will understand how much He loves us and will be Zeuchet to Yeshuas and Achamas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.